All right, everyone, we'll get going. Thanks for coming to this pretty significant announcement for the club today. We'll be announcing our captain and leadership group model for season 2020, which is obviously a massive season for us. Chairman David Koch will open with some remarks, and then we'll throw the floor open for questions, everyone. So thank you, David.
All right, Norts, thank you for that. And thank you, everyone, for coming. As we all know, Port Adelaide is on the verge of a pretty significant year in 2020. Not only is it our 150th anniversary, think of that, we're older than Manchester United, we're older than the Yankees. So we're a significant part of football in this country, and also really proud to represent our community for 150 years. Also in the last month or so, our recruitment and list management team have done an outstanding job in bringing in a new team of young, exciting players that really set us up for the future. And second year in a row, I think our recruitment and list management team have done a great job through the draft and also the trade period. So we reckon we've got one of the best, youngest, most exciting lists in AFL, and we have great hopes for the 2020 season. The next step, of course, in setting us up for what we hope will be a really successful season in 2020 is our leadership model. And Port Adelaide will return to the one captain leadership system that the club has had for much of that 150 years. We've always been a club that listens to our members, listens to our people. The people of the Port Adelaide Football Club are incredibly engaged, they're incredibly passionate, and for that we really thank them. And we've heard loud and clear after going to a joint captain model last year that number one Guernsey is one of those iconic traditions that are really an important part of this club. Now, we're really proud of our 150 year history, but like any successful sports organisation, we're not afraid to try things. We're not afraid to be innovative. We're not afraid to take a tack that we think is a little different and sometimes breaks with tradition. But we also listen to our people. And in this instance, we've listened to them and we'll return to that single captain, that number one on the locker in the dressing room. And it's with enormous delight that I announce that the number one, the captain for the Port Adelaide Football Club in 2020 is Tommy Jonas. I'm also pleased to confirm that Ollie Wines will be vice captain, and congratulations, Ollie, and Hamish Hartlett makes up the triumvirate of our leadership group. But I think it's important to emphasise that every decision we make at this club is a whole of club decision. It's something that we really listen to our people, and we're delighted that Tommy becomes the 28th name on the number one locker over 150 years. So it's pretty remarkable. Tommy, congratulations, mate.
Thanks, Dave.
And happy to open it up for questions. It's not all about listening to the fans. It is listening to our people and making a decision for what is best for the club as a whole. Look, I made plenty of unpopular decisions. I've made plenty of unpopular decisions in the minds of many of our fans in the last 12 months, in the last 6 years. But always the intention is to do what is best for this club as a whole. And that's what I'm driven by. We're not a club that will be solely driven by fans. There's a lot of stakeholders in this club. There's a lot of responsibility, as we're basically simply trustees of this incredible organisation that's been going for 150 years. And what each and every one of us wants to do is whenever we leave this club, we leave it in a better position to what we've found it. And today's decision is part of that, but there are plenty of other decisions. That's what leadership's about. You make tough decisions.
So what was it about the co-captaincy that wasn't best for the club going forward?
From an operational point of view and a playing point of view, it was the best model to put us in the best position to win a premiership. And frankly, the model doesn't change in practicality. In terms of the football department and the playing group, the leadership is still with Tom and Ollie and Hamish. And I think the playing group will agree that they will virtually, in practicality, will see no difference. But in terms of our people and the iconic nature of the number one Guernsey, it is important to return to that. So we think we have the best of both worlds, that we keep up the traditions, but also we have a modern leadership structure within the playing group. Okay. Ollie, do you want to answer that?
Because he's the most capable at this stage.
Sorry,
do you want me to hold it? I've got a bit of practice with this.
There's only going to be one question.
Put him in the middle. Put him in the middle.
And I'll talk loud.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, Tom's the most capable to lead us at this stage. I'm sure I can speak on behalf of myself and most of the playing group that he's the one to lead us at this stage. We'd all follow him to the edge of the earth, and to be standing beside him along with Hearts, it's as much as an honour as I've had.
Did you make that call about him being the man instead of you?
Hearts and I had a fair part to play in that. We know each other fairly well. With Ken talking about that decision, I think it was pretty clear cut that he was the one out of us three that was the best man for the job.
And you're a bit younger, Ollie. Would you still, he retires in a few years, would you still have ambitions to be the skipper?
Yeah, definitely. Like him, like Hearts, like everyone on our playing list, we want to win games, and if that puts us in the best position and I'm the man to lead, I've got aspirations to do that role.
I think it's pretty obvious that Ollie, for that cohort, his cohort of players coming through, is the leader of that cohort. And when you look at the three leaders, the experience across not only positions, but personality, character, it just works beautifully together because it is cross-generational, if you can put it that way, in terms of football. And there's no doubt that this also presents a pathway for Ollie to aspire to that number one Guernsey.
Ollie, how did it come about? Were you approached by the club first?
No, these are ongoing conversations. Myself, Ken, Jonah have Hearts all year. We catch up regularly and chat about this, and we always know where we're at every week of the year. So it's not something that has just come about. We always sort of know where we are and what's going on.
So you're happy to sort of step aside for Tej to take over?
Yeah, certainly. As I said before, if it was someone that I didn't think was capable, I would be disappointed, but there's not many people that I'd follow to the edge of earth, and he's one of them. So I know myself and, as I said, the playing group, we're going to follow him wherever he wants to take us, and he's got 100% backing of everyone.
Ollie, has this only materialised in the last couple of weeks, or is something discussed at the end of the season?
Well, as I said, we sort of speak about this throughout the whole season. We have one or two catch-ups a week, every week for 52 weeks, and we're always chatting this type of stuff. So, as I said, probably the decision to go back to the one captain didn't happen straight away, but we always know where we are as leaders and as leaders in the club.
I think also that as we sit here today and listen to Ollie talk and the way he's conducting himself, it says plenty about the leader he is, and I'm sure the boys sitting over there feel exactly the same way. And like Koshy touched on, that won't change his role within the group. It's still going to be Hamish, Ollie and I leading this bunch of really exciting young blokes, and we're going to turn them into a football team that our members, supporters and the whole club are proud of.
Yeah, and it's not as if Tommy's got the personality that he's going to become a flaming dictator. That's what Ollie and Hamish are there to give him a kick up the arse and pull him back. And from a practical point of view, he'll just operate exactly the same as last year, won't he?
Yeah, exactly, which is what I just touched on. So, I think the way Ollie's conducting himself, which would possibly be considered a tough, you know, situation, just speaks to the man he is, and I can't wait to work alongside Ollie again, and I think he'll definitely be a leader of this club and, you know, in the future to come.
Dave, if it wasn't the 150th year next season, do you think you would have still stuck with the
role? No, because look, we pride ourselves on being an innovative club. We pride ourselves on not being afraid to try something different. But also, we're a club that prides ourselves on being inclusive, being based in our community. We have incredibly engaged people as a whole with the Port Adelaide Football Club. And they made it very clear that it's one of the icons of the club that should stay. Now, you know, we're not afraid to keep moving and to keep trying different things. Do you want
Maybe.
Me to move them? I'll do it.
I've normally got a fairly loud voice. You sure we finished up
Kenny?
That end?
Kenny, I'm going to hold that for you.
Look very comfortable with that microphone.
Just so Channel 7 gets in all the shots. No. Got to be a company man.
In February, when you had the presser to announce the two boys as
yep.
captains, you said that it was a brave call. You asked supporters to be equally as brave as to back the two guys in. Are you disappointed that the changes had to happen so quickly? Or do you feel like that it didn't work and you would have rather to have worked out differently?
No, not at all. I don't certainly think it didn't work. I think from our point of view, it was something that we wanted to have a go at and something we thought was absolutely right for the football program. And it worked really well because we sit here today with three young people who are, you know, and Tommy is the captain, three young people who are better prepared to do the opportunities that they've got now in front of them. So, yeah, no, I think what you have to always consider, and I'm not frightened of that, I'm really brave when it comes to making some calls and some tough calls at times. But I'm equally as brave and honest, and this whole football club has been in this decision-making process. This is a whole of football club decision. This is not just one part of the football program or one part of the administration of the club. This is the whole club. And it's really important for us to understand that, you know, I see in the board as we come down, 39,576 members. Like, they are the reason that we exist, and we're going to continue to represent them as well as we possibly can. And one of their key things is that they love the idea of number one on the jumper, and we totally support that as a football club. Yeah, as I said, as a whole football department, a football club, we're very much in tune together, and we understand the decision process that went on in this one, and we're very, very comfortable with it.
And I think what sets us apart from a lot of other clubs is that we understand that responsibility, that overall responsibility, that it's we don't operate in silos. This is a whole of club. We represent the Port Adelaide Football Club of 150 years, and we all have a responsibility to be on the same page as this club has been throughout its history. And so it's more than the individual, it's more than the different silos, it's representing the one.
Were either of you surprised by the vitriol from fans surrounding the game?
In football? You get surprised. No, I don't get too many surprises. But look, I suppose it'd be fair to say that I understand the absolute passion that's involved with Port Adelaide and have all the way through. And, you know, I was, as a football club, we were adventurous in what we tried to do. And we understand that, you know, from our people, their want is something we respect. And we want to win for them every week. We want to win a premiership for them. I'm sure that they'll be happy when we do that for them.
And let's underscore that word respect, the respect that we have for our people with the club. There's the support we get from them is just enormous. Dave, so we do listen. We're inclusive. We're transparent.
Sorry, was this decision instigated by the board?
We talked about it all. We talk all the time as a group. It's just not simply the board at all. It is through. We get feedback through membership. We get feedback through our corporate partners and our executives there. So we take the temperature of the entire organisation. So it's based on the entire organisation coming through. We discuss it and then we come together as one.
Something where you went to Ken and the coaching and the football department and said, this is what our supporters want. We need to change this.
But as Ollie said, we've been talking about it, sort of monitoring it for all of last season and the reaction to it. And listening to everybody. So we're all aware of it. We're all aware of the feedback we were getting from our people, but you only look at leadership structures once a year. Like all the AFL clubs are doing at the moment. Some are changing their leadership structures like we are. They're going in all different directions. It is what's best for the club and also for us to give us the best chance of winning a premiership. That's the bottom line.
Tommy, can we just get one? I know you...
Hang on. Let me do it.
Better Adam.
Probably speaks for itself, and it's an absolute honour to be able to pull on the number one next year and following the footsteps of some of the great leaders that this club's had for the last 80 years. And I don't think I'll change, but it's an absolute privilege to wear that and be able to lead these boys and our club and all of the membership and supporters, just our great community. And yeah, like I said, we just want to go out there and play a brand of footy that all of those people are proud of.
Are you still committed to the club?
Yeah, 100%. As it stands here, I'm 100% committed, and it's a positive day for the club going forward. I'm standing next to Tom, incredible leader for the club going forward, and all in.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Well done, Tommy.